Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. It feels like another British invasion here on the RRS. Of course, last week you heard Tiny Tempa. He called in from the UK. And tonight we have another artist from the UK who's joining me right now on the phone. Her name is Jessie J. Hi, Jessie.
Yo, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I like the stutter effect you put on that. All right, let's get this out of the way real quick. You co-wrote Party in the USA and also inspired it.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool, considering I saw an American Idol song about 20 times, and that gave me much amusement. I think it was Michael Jackson impersonator singing it.
Yoji Pop, I believe, correct?
Yeah, yes. Which was very, very entertaining. I've had a lot of people send me that.
In addition to that clip, have you watched Idol? Like, are you a fan of American Idol or no?
Yeah, I mean, when I get time, I watch TV. Anything with singing in it is something that I would choose to watch, but I don't really get the time. But
right.
I'm enjoying the new judges.
I think Steven Tyler adds a lot. I'm just waiting, like, he's already had a couple really, like, awkward moments with some of the people auditioning, and I just can't wait till they start doing these live, because you know something's going to happen. He's going to say something inappropriate.
God, yeah, that's so true.
And it's going to be pretty funny. Now, Party of the USA, did you write that specifically for Miley or no?
No, I wrote it for me, and then, she chose to take it and use it, and I think either way it would have been a great song, but I'm so thankful that she did, because she gave my name as a songwriter a platform, and the song is so much fun, and it's still weird now hearing it on the radio, and I'm glad that, you know, it's about a part in the USA, and I'm now happy that I'm about to start my own part in the USA.
Right, exactly. It's a little ironic, too, because I, from what I read, Jesse, you really don't party that much, at least as far, like, you don't really, like, drink or smoke or anything like that.
No, I don't, but I don't think that is what partying's about, so I suppose my parties are different.
No, yeah, everybody has their own way to party. No, absolutely. We're talking with Jessie J here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So you wrote Party in the USA for yourself. Miley ends up using it. When you gave it to her, was that a smooth process? I've heard some horror stories when a big name wants to take a great song like that from an artist who's relatively unknown.
No, not at all. You know what? It literally was a matter of we wrote the song, the label heard it and said, this is amazing, but we just don't feel it's edgy enough. And I think just because I just signed, it wasn't enough time to kind of delve into kind of really, like, looking into what I could do as an artist with the label. And Dr. Luke was like, let's pitch it to Miley. She took it, and within three weeks, it had, like, gone to number one. It was smooth as anything. Like, it was almost so smooth, I didn't believe that it happened. It was an honor to... It felt like I was giving Miley a little present, and she opened it in front of the whole world.
Have you met her or no?
No, I still haven't met her.
Oh, well, I'm sure you guys will cross paths eventually. Your career's taken off here in the States, so your first single here in the U.S., it's called Price Tag, featuring B.O.B. and
I'm so excited. You have no idea how excited to come to the U.S. and, like, bring the British flag and be like, I've arrived.
And, I mean, the fact that you're arriving and you have an artist as established as B.O.B. On your single, that's got to be huge.
He's amazing. And he's in the video, and we were together in the video. There was no green screen. It was pure me and him. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm really excited about the journey, and I just hope that America accepts me and, you know, accent and all. So, yeah.
Oh, we love the accent. The accents are awesome. We love them.
It's very different. I forget how common I am until I speak to someone with, like, such a nice accent as yours, and I'm like, yeah, you're all right, babe. but this is me, so...
that's so funny. Now, the video for Price Tag coming out at the end of the month, we're going to feature the song later with the Daily Download as well. So you did get to meet B.O.B. That's pretty cool as well. And the song's earning high praise from a lot of different people, including I hear Kylie Minogue is a big fan of it.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, I'm yet to meet her, but she tweets me a lot, and it's crazy the amount of people that take their time. It's one thing I love about Twitter. It really kind of brings together such different kind of artists that you probably maybe would never like meet because everyone's so busy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been really nice, the amount of people that have shown love and unbiased and taking their time out to tell me that they're appreciating what I'm doing. So it feels really, really good. And Kylie's definitely someone that's taken her time to tell me that she likes Price Tag. So Australia's the next stop too.
And their accents are great as well. So it's all good.
I won't attempt it because I would and it would be awful. So I won't bother.
Hey, by the way, Jesse's on Twitter, Jessie J Official, if you'd like to follow her. We're going to feature Price Tag again later with the Daily Download. We'll spin that here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Jessie J, hey, I think you're going to have a big 2011 here in the States. Thank you so much for making some time.
Pleasure. It was lovely talking to you, and hopefully I'll get to meet you soon.